It's May 10th, 2009, and welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Please pray with me. God of peace, God of glory, on your people pour your love. Comfort us in our doubting and strengthen us in our believing. Help us to lay all of our lives at your feet, from our doubts to our certainty, from our weakness to our strength, from our humility to our pride, from our patience to our anxiety. We give you all. We know that wherever we go, you will walk with us. Amen. That was Come Gracious Spirit, sung by Assistant Professor Henrietta Schellenberg. Our theme is Receiving Benefits, and the scripture text is taken from Ephesians chapter 2. Our speaker is Pastor Connie Epp of the River East Mennonite Brethren Church.
When we hear the Apostle Paul speak of the desires of the flesh and the senses, most of us immediately think of the worst possible case scenarios. Unrestrained gluttonous eating and drinking, sexual perversions of all kinds, orgies, drug-induced comas, blaring hard rock music, etc., etc. The picture is pretty clear and pretty bad. And it is so far removed from our lives that it doesn't even connect with us. It's about them. The perverted people way out there somewhere, not us, the religiously fairly faithful ones who try to live a normal day-to-day life. But then, if we look carefully, in Ephesians 2, Paul connects the them and the us, making no distinction. All of us, he says, once lived that way. We all have lived following the desires of the flesh and senses. We have? So what then does following the desires of the flesh and senses really mean? Well, I don't think Paul's only talking about extremes here. In fact, it's likely pretty unextreme. The life Paul describes is a life that just exists on automatic pilot. It's a life that is not consciously aware or awake or alert. It's a life that flits in the whims of the moment, directionless, just going with the flow of whoever or whatever's around. It's an existence not grounded, not principle-based, but one that responds to the slightest breeze or nudge. It's a life that's easily influenced and sidetracked by the multiple voices around it, going this way, then that. I think we've all had those directionless moments, or maybe even years. But we're not stuck in that nebulous existence, insists Paul. We're not stuck in a dead-end, hopeless, rudderless life. The God, who is rich in mercy and magnanimous in love, has given us direction and purpose. Jesus came and offered a brand new picture of what life can be. Jesus came and offered a solid footing, a grounding force, a pathway into the future, a purpose for everyone. In Jesus, God has brought together the them and the us. We all have equal status if we choose to accept it. In Jesus Christ, our status has been elevated from dead in our tracks to beloved with purpose. And this all came through grace, amazing grace. There is nothing we did to earn it. Paul says in verses 8 and 9, this is not your own doing, not the result of works you can boast about. No, this, my dears, is pure gift. Your God loves you and wants you to live with purpose, to get on board with God's holy endeavor. And that is about living a purposeful and meaningful and wholesome life, not a life of flightiness or harsh rule, but a life lived consciously with awareness and alertness, a life that recognizes that the poor and the needy and my neighbor are just as valuable as I am, and so I need to reflect to them that I know and care for them as I would care for myself. It doesn't mean I am more or that I am less. In Christ, we are all one. We have been, Paul says in verse 10, created for good works, a way of life that God has prepared for us before we were even conceived. And with this life, we reflect hope to the world, inspiration for the weak, and love for the unlovely. This free grace gift of God to us is the grace gift we in turn pass on to the world. Jesus brought the message of hope. We are privileged to deliver it to the world around us through our lives. Amen.
Praise to the
That was Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, sung by CMU Alumni Choir. The Out-of-Town Discipleship School presents a rare opportunity for young people to explore cultures outside the bounds of their own social location. In that other setting, their faith experience is broadened and tested in the context of God's larger redemptive work in the world. This year, with more than 70 students and leaders in South Africa and 35 in Guatemala, the Out-of-Town program has captured the attention of young men and women here in Canada and elsewhere. With me today is Paul Swanson, a site leader and a mentor in the South Africa program. Welcome back to this country, Paul.
Thank you.
Now, I've heard good things about the Out-of-Town program yet you completed recently. What stands out as one of your most memorable experiences?
For me, and I think a number of students on my site, the most memorable experience was backpacking trip we took in the Drakensberg Mountains in South Africa. It was a 3-day hike where we would sleep in a cave and we would take a long hike to the top of the mountains. And it just creates an atmosphere and environment where we're able to have conversations on the expression of God through nature. It just opens up opportunities for conversations that I don't think happen when there's a lot of distractions around any sort of culture, but when you're out in nature, you have the ability to explore other ways.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. That must have been a great experience. For people who do not know the program well, how would you describe it in a few words?
I would describe it as a transformative cross-cultural experience.
So what is the basic format of the program, if you know what I mean by that? Like, when and where does it start, and where and how does it go from there? So,
well, we start in Winnipeg, and we work our way west across Canada. And through those experiences, we have different adventure experiences and different classes and instructors come in to teach us about faith and the countries that we'll be headed to. And then we head over to South Africa for the second 3 months, and where, again, we're met with the history and culture of South Africa, but also how God has been at work there and is still at work. And we just try to jump in and participate with what God is already doing.
Very good indeed. Now, from your perspective as a student leader, what is at the heart of the out-of-town program, and how does it fit in with the overall program that we have here at CMU?
I think the heart of the out-of-town program is a mentoring community that is there in out-of-town, where the students are mentoring one another and the leaders are mentoring the students and the students are mentoring the leaders, where it's just beneficial for everyone and it all centers around Christ.
Yes.
And for what I know about CMU, I hope that is the same sort of environment that's created and nurtured here.
So we call ourselves a Christian university for the world. Thank you very much, Paul, for being with us today. And all the best as you carry on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. May 15th is Going Barefoot Conference for Church Communicators with keynote speaker Mike Tennant of the Age of Persuasion. June 16 is the President's Golf Tournament at Kingswood Golf and Country Club in LaSalle, Manitoba. For more information, contact Len Zawatsky. June 29th to July 10th, the Canadian School of Peacebuilding courses at CMU with guest lecturer John Bell of Scotland. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. Or you may listen anytime to the program on the CMU website at cmu.ca and follow the links. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.